You have an idea that the world needs. So what's stopping you from bringing it to life? Hi, Ray Slaom here, the founder of Faithonomics and the host of the Faithonomics podcast. And I want to invite you to explore our Doers Creative, a growing community of faith-inspired doers just like you, collaborating with one another and bringing their bold ideas for good to life. Check us out today and explore the creative through a free, no-obligation trial at faithonomics.com/creative or by following the link in today's episode description. With tailored content for aspiring authors, digital creators, social entrepreneurs, and innovative ministers, you'll find the education, tools, and resources you need to start bringing your own idea for good to life. Check us out today at faithonomics.com/creative. You are listening to the Faithonomics Podcast, a podcast that celebrates the journeys of faith-inspired leaders who are reimagining ministry and vocation in creative and innovative ways. From authors and activists to entrepreneurs and social impact leaders, here we elevate the lived experiences and wisdom of faith-inspired doers brave enough to embrace their wild imagination. I am your host, Ray Slaom. Let's get inspired together. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Faithonomics podcast. I am your host, Ray Slaom, the founder of Faithonomics, and I am excited to introduce to you Peter Andrews, a faith-inspired author and entrepreneur seeking to elevate the stories of his homeland in Southern Appalachia through a brick-and-mortar bookstore in Sevierville, Tennessee, as well as through his new podcast titled Let Me Tell You a Story, Narratives from My Homeland. Peter and I have grown very close over the last year, and that says a lot because he isn't even real. Welcome to another spotlight episode of the Faithonomics podcast, where we shine a light on how we are doing the things we are doing right here at Faithonomics in order to begin demystifying the startup process. And today we are focusing on an important part of any startup journey: how to create customer personas. So you may have heard of this terminology or briefly glanced over an article about why they are important, but in case you have no idea what I am talking about, let's start by exploring what customer personas are and why they are crucial for entrepreneurs or anyone who is trying to launch something into the world. Customer personas are detailed profiles that represent your ideal customer. These personas identify various characteristics, behaviors, motivations, and pain points of your target audience. And we'll go deeper into this in just a second, but as we have this conversation, know that I am going to be speaking about it from the viewpoint of a social entrepreneur. But this is something that you can and should do regardless of what you are trying to create and push out into the world. So, for example, if you are an aspiring author, creating a customer persona around your ideal reader or the ideal publisher could be helpful. If you're starting a new nonprofit ministry, create a customer persona around your ideal donor or the ideal person you're trying to help with your services. This is applicable to all of us in helping us reach who we are trying to reach with our work. And you may be thinking, Race, I don't think I really need to do this. Isn't my time better invested elsewhere? I understand this is something that may not seem as top priority when we are actively creating something and trying to launch something because of everything else we have on our plate. So with that being said, let me start today's conversation by sharing three reasons why you should take the time to invest time in crafting these personas. Firstly, understanding your customers on a deeper level allows you to tailor your products or services to meet their specific needs. By identifying their pain points and desires, you can develop solutions that resonate with them, ultimately increasing your likelihood of success. Secondly, customer personas help you focus your marketing efforts more effectively. Instead of employing a one-size-fits-all approach, you can tailor your messaging and channels to reach your target audience where they are most receptive. This targeted approach leads to higher engagement and conversion rates, maximizing the return on your marketing investment. A very quick example here would be your business only having one social media profile on Facebook, but your ideal customer being someone from Generation Z. Generation Z is not on Facebook, and therefore by creating these customer personas, you can better market and tailor your marketing strategy to folks in Gen Z by switching to a platform like Instagram or TikTok. Thirdly, creating customer personas foster empathy and connection with your audience. By putting yourself in their shoes, you gain valuable insights into their lives, aspirations, and challenges. This empathy not only strengthens your relationship with customers, but also enhances your ability to anticipate their needs and preferences, driving that long-term loyalty and advocacy. So there's my why. So now let's dive into how you actually do this. How do you actually begin to create a customer persona? The first step is research. You have to start by gathering data through market research, surveys, interviews, and social media analytics. Look for patterns and commonalities and begin to identify key demographics and personality traits that continue to bubble up. If you do already have a customer base, don't forget about them. Do some research into who is currently engaging your content and what unique threads are holding all of them together. You can keep it pretty high level here. For example, age, gender, occupation, geographic location, religious identity, etc., because this is really just the first step. So to provide an example, let's look at Peter Andrews, the customer persona I use to help shape our Doers Creative, which, by the way, you can learn more about via the link in today's episode description. At a high level, Peter is a 30-year-old male millennial from Eastern Tennessee. Raised Southern Baptist, but now aligns with more theologically progressive denominations. He has some ministry experience, having been to seminary and working as a youth pastor, but now feels like God is calling him to something new. Now, with this description, you may feel like you already know everything you need to know about Peter Andrews, but you really don't. You really just know the basic things that you can find on a LinkedIn profile. This is what brings us to the next step, which is where you will begin to delve deeper. So after you've completed your high-level analysis, begin to dive deeper into your ideal customer's motivations, their goals, their pain points, and their purchasing behavior. What drives them to seek out products and services like yours? What is their unique story? What challenges are they facing that your business can solve? Understanding these insights will inform your value proposition and help you do better messaging and outreach. So let's look at Peter Andrews again. Peter, being from Appalachia, has a strong sense of community and place. His goal is to uplift his homeland economically while promoting the diversity of voices that Appalachia has to offer. This came from his lived experience as a youth minister, where he noticed a lot of his young people not having the belief that they could be something because of where they came from. Peter knew he wanted to build something that they could be proud of and something that highlighted the rich heritage they belonged to. But seminary didn't offer any education around business creation, entrepreneurship, or even how to adjust one's own personal finances to start planning for a startup venture. So Peter is searching, not just for someone who understands his story and can help, but for a community he can continue to lean on for support as he works on his own ability to be a successful entrepreneur. Now, how much better do you know Peter? My bet is that you could now engage Peter Andrews more authentically than if you just knew his age, his location, his gender, and his religious identity. By creating these personas, we are humanizing a fictional person, but in a way that helps keep our ideal customer at the top of our mind as we make business decisions. Now, the truth is, the Doer's creative, the product I designed Peter Andrews for, isn't just made up of millennial men from Appalachia. We have folks from Texas, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and we're growing. But Peter sort of grounds me and helps to remind me that who I am trying to help has a story. And part of that story is bringing them to Faithonomics for help and bringing their bold idea for good to life. Now, as with most things related to business, you'll need to regularly revisit and refine your personas as your business evolves and grows. If you know much about Faithonomics history, you know that I started working on Faithonomics back in 2018. And even when I started Faithonomics, when I officially incorporated in 2021, my customer personas were different than how they look today. Market dynamics change, and so did my customers' needs and preferences. And by staying attuned to these shifts, I was able to update my personas in order to help them remain accurate and relevant over time. So if you are just getting started, I recommend you start with creating 3 personas total. So yes, I have more than just Peter Andrews, but Peter Andrews was my example for today. So start with 3, but if your business or ministry is similar to Faithonomics, where you are offering multiple avenues of engagement, you may need more than 3 because you may need to identify more than just 1 target audience for your offerings. But you don't want to do just 1. That's my major point here. You don't want to just have 1 customer persona and think that you know everything you need to know about your customer base. Having a few different personas with a few different backgrounds and a few different narratives can really help you start to think holistically about how you offer your product. Now, I don't want to leave you hanging. So if you are looking for a template, we've got you covered. Just follow the link in today's episode description, share your email with us, and we will email you a template you can begin using to construct your own customer personas today. It does take some time, but I promise that if you do this, you will be in a much better position to succeed. And with that, that is all for today's episode of the Faithonomics podcast. I hope you found this information helpful, and I hope you'll consider joining us inside the Doer's Creative. You can follow the link in today's episode description to learn more about what we have to offer through that. I also invite you to give the show, the Faithonomics podcast, a follow wherever you listen to us if you don't already, as well as leave us a good review as it helps other faith-inspired doers just like you find the show. And with that, I will see you again next week, ready to embrace our wild imagination again with a new featured guest. Until then, peace.